From Cape Town, South Africa, comes word of the arrest of Mark Thatcher, the son of former British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher. Thatcher was taken into custody, then released on bail and on condition that he appear in court in November. His arrest is all about a plot to overthrow the government of the oil-rich West African nation of Equatorial Guinea. Reporter Claude Collard is covering this story for the BBC, and he joins us from Cape Town now. Claude Collard, what is Mark Thatcher accused of?
He's accused of logistically and financially helping the coup plotters who have been arrested in Equatorial Guinea last March.
Now, who are these people who are plotting to overthrow the government of Equatorial Guinea?
The majority of them are South Africans. There are some British people also involved. In March, there was a small group arrested in the capital of Guinea-Bissau, and at the same time, a much larger group was arrested at the airport of Zimbabwe, where they were stopping to refuel and acquire some arms before going also to Equatorial Guinea.
And according to the South African authorities, what is it that Mark Thatcher stands accused of doing to assist them?
He has been charged under what they call here the Foreign Military Assistance Act, which kind of say that nobody living in South Africa, so you don't have to be a South African national, anybody with residence here is not allowed to help in any way, so physically, logically, financially, to overthrow any legal government around the world.
Mark Thatcher said of all this, and I'm quoting, "I am innocent of all charges made against me. I have been and am cooperating fully with the authorities. I have no involvement in any alleged coup in Equatorial Guinea, and I reject all suggestions to the contrary."
That's correct. That's what his lawyer said to us when the lawyer came out of the court. Obviously, the police at this stage investigation are not giving out details why they think Mark Thatcher is involved. What is true and known is that the president of Equatorial Guinea himself accused Mark Thatcher in a French newspaper article 2 weeks ago of being involved in the coup. And also one of the alleged coup plotters have mentioned the name of Mark Thatcher last week to his lawyers.
Now, Mark Thatcher, who was something of a minor celebrity when his mother was the Prime Minister of Britain, hasn't been a very well-known figure in recent years. It was news to many of us here that he lives in South Africa. What does he do there?
Businessman, very successful businessman, import, export, commercial business. He's not in the limelight here. He's not known socially, but everybody knew he was living here.
What happens next in this case?
He's up on bail for around $300,000. He has to give his passports also, so he cannot travel outside the country. His lawyers are protesting against this issue about the passports because it's it would harm his business. And then I guess he's building up his defense for his first official court appearance in November.
Claude Collard, thank you very much for talking with us.
With pleasure.
Reporter Claude Collard, who is in Cape Town, South Africa, where he is covering the story of the arrest of Mark Thatcher, son of the former British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher, for his alleged involvement in a plot to overthrow the government of Equatorial Guinea.